Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:10 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. So good to have you with us on this happy Monday. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, is on the phone with us. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Just a quick follow-up on pretty sad news that we talked about last week, but Sergeant Rickman, who had passed away, the funeral, that is today, is that right?
Yeah, today at 11 at Pace Assembly of God.
All right, and that is open to the public?
If we can fit them in there. Okay. I'm thinking we're going to have a packed house.
I gotcha. Yeah, which is very normal. And, you know, I'm sure a reminder to your folks how much our community supports you and everything that you do. And, you know, obviously in a sad moment, it still brings out some of the best response in people, right?
Yes, definitely.
You guys had an incident, I think, overnight or last night that was a kind of a domestic relationship-related kidnapping. Is that right?
Yeah. We had a guy who basically got in a domestic with his girlfriend and took the girlfriend's children and took off in a car. Our deputies found the car in another location empty, so they got the bloodhounds out, which, you know, our bloodhounds never miss. They tracked them to a house where we took the guy into custody and got the two kids back to their mom where they belong. So it was a good bunch of police work from a good bunch of deputies and a couple of good bloodhounds.
Wow, that's really scary. Do we know kind of the circumstances of how it started? Like, you know, how did he come to be in custody of the kids in the first place, or do we know yet?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I just, from what I gathered, was he forcibly took the children.
Ugh.
So, yeah.
Well, that sounds to me like something that's not very common, thank God, but I'm right about that, right? That's not very common, right?
Yeah, I've been sheriff since 2017. That's the first one I know of. So, yeah, it's not very common.
Wow, but what a scary thing for her to go through, obviously, and dealing with all of that. So, man, good police work. I'm glad that everybody is safe in the end, if maybe a little scared for the situation, but glad that that's not the case. I did want to ask you, the governor had vetoed a bill that I was surprised he vetoed, but then I read his explanation for it, and I get his explanation. It was the left lane driving bill.
Yeah.
And so as I understand it, currently in a 65 plus speed zone, you cannot impede traffic in the left-hand lane. So if people are trying to go 80 behind me and I'm only going 75, I got to get over. That's correct, right?
That is correct, yes. And, you know, he did veto that one. But like you said, we can still do the impeding traffic violation if we have to. And, you know, that's the thing I hear most about when I go around and I talk to people in Santa Rosa County. You know, they hate people in the left lane just sitting there, you know. And it's not just doing 75 and a 70. A lot of times you'll get somebody in there who's doing, you know, 45 and 55. Mm. And it gets frustrating and it looks like a funeral procession behind them. And we can still write a ticket for that. So the only time you're really supposed to be in the left lane is if you're passing or about to make a left-hand turn.
Yeah, and that's what the bill would have made it a crime, essentially, or a moving violation,
right?
Anyway, to be in the left-hand lane unless you were actively engaged in passing. I just know that a lot of times, like on I-10 particularly, and I know, you know, I think you guys help out on interstate policing, even though it's mostly FHP.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if only they made the right lane more drivable.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's frustrating for everybody. It really is. You've got people who are trying to do the right thing and maintain the speed limit or go a little under, because people don't realize when the speed limit is 70, that's the limit. It's not that you have to do 70. You can do 65 or 60. I think the minimum speed on the interstate is like 50. So, you know, it's just they think everybody should be doing a minimum of 70, which is, you know, not the case.
Now, sir, I have lived in Florida for 10 years, and I think that you must just be wrong about this, because everywhere I go, people treat it like a minimum. Are you sure that's the law?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that's the law, and you are correct. Everybody treats it like it's the minimum, but no, it's actually the speed limit being that's the maximum you should be going.
I got it. Hey, last thing I did want to ask you about is, you know, I know we talk obviously every week with you and with Sheriff Simmons as well. Escambia County has recently changed their chase policy in the sense of, for a long time, you know, minor crimes were allowed to go, or, you know, stolen cars in particular might be allowed to go. But because stolen cars have become so affiliated with the drive-by shootings and gang violence and shootings in general, they're no longer doing that. They are chasing. I mean, obviously, forced felonies, everybody always has chased those because that's, you know, for obvious reasons. Have you guys changed your chase policy at all, or your pit policy at all?
Yeah, I changed it when I got elected, though, so it's been in place for a while. Most of our guys and gals out there on the street are trained in PIT, and we have, if you look at our cars now, all the cars you see out there, the marked vehicles, have those bumper guards around the front of them.
Right.
And that's exclusively for, you know, pitting vehicles. So our you know, policy basically states that if you're in a position where it's a stolen car or whatever, and you know they're probably going to run, to initially get up on them quick and pit them as quick as you can and put them in a ditch, and then we'll take care of the foot chase later.
Okay, so you guys had already been at that same level as the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is at now. Is that kind of what you think, your perception?
Yeah, but also too, if they're not in a if they're not in a situation where they can pit, because people think, well, if you're training pit, you can pit them wherever. It doesn't work that way. I mean, you have to take into consideration the traffic around you, the speed. I mean, if you do a pit at 70 miles an hour, that's deadly force, because you put them in a ditch at 70 miles an hour and they're not wearing a seatbelt and go through the window, they're going to die. So it's still not on, you can't just pit people no matter what. And our thing is this, we don't have the drive-bys like they do in Escambia, thank goodness. So we don't deal with a lot of stolen vehicles. I would say we recover maybe 5 to 10 stolen vehicles in a month, whereas in Escambia County, I'm sure it's a lot higher because they have a higher population. So, so we don't have to you know, deal with the drive-by shootings and stolen cars on the same level they do. So I understand Chip's reasoning behind, you know, what he's saying, because it definitely over there, I'm sure most drive-bys occur in stolen vehicles because people don't want them tracked back to them.
Right.
So it makes perfect sense, increasing your pit maneuvers and increasing the chases over there.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And that's helpful for context and thought and, you know, the situation-dependent judgment. So, Sheriff Bob Johnson, perfect. Thank you so much for answering questions, for always being here available for us and keeping us safe. And we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you so much, sir.
Yes, sir. Take care, Andrew. Bye-bye.
You bet. John Pickens now has traffic for you. John?
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now, not seeing any. Got one accident that just popped up if you're at Airport Boulevard and Davis Highway. It's off to the side of the road, but I'm starting to see a little bit of delays on Airport Boulevard, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with Traffic on the Fives.
In 1981, the Blue Angels celebrated their 35th anniversary. It was hoped that this milestone would be commemorated with a Blue Angels postage stamp. An effort to get a postage stamp featuring the Blue Angels had been underway for many years. Though this effort was repeatedly turned down by the Postal Commission, in 1981 they did honor the Blue Angels with a stamp cancellation mark for use by post offices in two cities, Palm Springs, California, near NAS El Centro, and Pensacola, Florida, the team's home base. Also in celebration of their 35th anniversary, a star in the constellation Cephas was officially named Blue Angel Star. If you've got a very powerful telescope, you can find Blue Angel Star just beyond Polaris, the North Star, then out just a few hundred light years. Though the Blue Angels have made Pensacola their home since 1955, only one of Pensacola's native sons has ever flown as a Blue Angel pilot. His name was Mike Gershon. Mike was a 1971 graduate of Washington High School. He attended Pensacola Junior College and the University of West Florida. It was in his junior year at UWF that he was accepted into the Aviation Reserve Officer Candidate Program. He graduated from college in 1975 and was commissioned as an officer in the U.S. Navy in April of the following year. He earned his gold naval aviator's wings in May of 1977 upon completing flight training at NAS Pensacola. After 6.5 years of duty, he fulfilled a lifelong dream when he reported to the Blue Angels. But tragedy would befall Mike Gershon at an air show 22 months later. On July 13, 1985, the Blue Angels were performing a public air show in Niagara Falls, New York. The two solo jets, numbers 5 and 6, were approaching each other at a closing speed of nearly 1,000 miles per hour at the top of an opposing direction loop. In this maneuver, each jet was to pass the other with minimum separation, but they weren't far enough apart, and a mid-air collision occurred as Lieutenant Commander Mike Gershon's number 6 plane sliced off the tail of Lieutenant Andy Caputi's number 5 plane. Both jets crashed. Although Caputi managed to eject safely, Gershon was killed. He was 31 years old. I'll be back with more after this.
You were cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach Speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Escape to the giant screen theater and cap off your day at the flight deck store. Whether it's a day to dream, be inspired, or remember history, experience the National Naval Aviation Museum. Visit navalaviationmuseum.org to plan your visit today.
The Blue Angels move up to the state-of-the-art FA-18 Hornet in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in their fresh frozen custard, made fresh daily at each restaurant, or try their lemon ice back for the summer with your favorite fruit added in. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Hey parents, it's Gloria from Sylvan Learning Center, and it's really hot out there. You know what else is hot? Learning. Whether it's reading, writing, math, ACT, or SAT prep, now is the best time to catch up, keep up, or get ahead. With over 45 years of experience, we're the hottest learning center in town for your kiddo, even with AC. So call 1-800-EDUCATE today to get started. Sylvan Learning Center.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Be sure to tune in to News Radio Pensacola on Friday at 2 p.m. and Saturday at 2 p.m. to listen to the narration of the Blue Angels Fly on Pensacola Beach.
You know, I got a great idea for a cologne. It's called The Beach. You spray it on, and it's just like you came home from the beach.
Did not know that this was happening, but it puts a smile on my face. Northofscambia.com had a really good story about the border roads. And you know how when you come into Florida on any significant road, it's welcome to Florida, and there are various kinds of, and the ones on I-10 have like the big old, I don't know, Aztec architecture things or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Well, now apparently when you're leaving Florida, it says, hurry back to the free state of Florida. So, now granted, going to Alabama, or I suppose Georgia may be more fair, but, you know, still have a fair amount of freedom. But I loved it. Apparently, this was put in July 1st. FDOT put those in on July 1st. So, free state of Florida is now on the signs. As you leave, return soon. 824 here on News Radio Pensacola. We've got David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, several big-ticket Democrat donors are calling on President Biden to bow out of the presidential race. Those include Netflix co-founder Reed Hastings, Galaxy CEO Michael Novogratz and Disney heiress Abigail Disney. They've all called on President Biden to drop his reelection campaign. Disney went as far as to embargo future donations to the Democrat Party unless Biden were to leave the race. A year-long NASA Mars mission simulation has come to an end. The four volunteers who took part in that project exited their sealed habitat at the Johnson Space Center in Texas on Saturday. They spent a total of 378 days living and working inside a 3D-printed habitat that they called the Mars Dune Alpha.
That is 373 days longer than I would want to do it.
That's right. And they got
out for 5 days.
Got out just in time for all this rain. No kidding. There was a Russian attack on Kyiv. It says Monday morning was one of the worst attacks in their 2 years of war so far. Russia hit targets in Kyiv and also around the rest of Ukraine as well with hypersonic missiles. Mm. The mayor said one of their targets was a children's hospital.
Mm. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. If you're at the intersection of Brent Lane and Davis Highway, we've got a hit-and-run crash there. It's off to the side of the road, but still seeing some delays on Brent Lane. Other than that, I-10, 110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about making a change in career or just seeking some additional education or maybe kind of a life enrichment stuff, or you've got kids who, or you are a kid, who is in high school and want to get some college credit, Pensacola State College is a just phenomenal resource in our area. I used to teach at community college, and I've taught at university both, and the teaching quality at community colleges is generally outstanding, and PSC is no exception to that. We had two kids. Our oldest kids took 3 years each there as dual-enrolled high school students. That means you get college credit and high school credit at the same time, which means you're ahead when you go to college, about a year and a half in both of their cases when you go to university. And it's just great. Teachers who love to teach, teachers who work with you, accommodate if you got any special needs. Also, class sections. One of the things you run into at university is a lot of times there's just like one time for that class. At PSC, if there's a class, they're probably offering 4, 5, 10 sections of it. And that means you can pick your instructor, pick your time that works for you, especially if you've got a difficult schedule because a lot of non-traditional, you know, people who are working full-time jobs or have families or whatever. So again, PSC, great resource for the traditional or the non-traditional student. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at PensacolaState.edu. 827 here on News Radio Pensacola. This is an interesting story out of Alabama, Birmingham, where they're having massive neighborhood crime in certain areas. We've had some crime in certain areas. They're having really, really big, bad crime in certain areas. And starting as of today, they are going to be blockading streets in the East Lake neighborhood. I don't know Birmingham geography. If you know Birmingham, that's great. But Project Safe Streets, a 90-day pilot crime prevention program, taking historic neighborhoods and putting, you know, the concrete temporary barricades that they put up around construction traffic on the highway? Those, you know, they have to be lifted and moved by a machine. That's what they're putting up to blockade streets so that the cars can't go and so that you can't commit the crime in the cars. And they've got them. They're like painted kind of sort of nice. I would say it's a construction zone yellow with some additional art, which isn't the most scenic thing ever. But let's see. Is this the chief of police? Woodfin, I think is the guy's name. Mayor Randall Woodfin. Says that we're not in a position to regulate guns, so this is a creative, innovative way to regulate space. We have to decrease people's opportunity to just drive in a neighborhood to be able to freely shoot and drive out, as the drive-bys have been prime of the issue. He did this in conjunction with the residents who, in a two-hour town hall, told him they love this idea. Churches, businesses, individual homes. He says, he's talking to AL.com. I cannot stress enough that this is not doing something to them. This is done in conjunction with them. There has been ample residential engagement to get their buy-in, get their support, and for them to know why we're doing this, how we're doing it, and when we're going to do it. And, he had street prostitution, illegal dumping in alleys and drug houses, the violence, as he said, shooting in occupied dwellings. And so basically they're going to try this and see how it goes. And if it works, it's a 90-day pilot. If it works, if it decreases crime, then they will keep doing it. And if it doesn't work, they'll remove the barricades. So I don't know if this is a great plan or not, but it seems to me a little bit of giving up in some ways, you know, to blockade off neighborhoods. Then again, look, criminals, though they're often quite dumb, are also not always as dumb as you wish they would be, and they recognize that there's multiple exits in an area, and if you just can't get in. What I don't know is I don't know if they're blockading entirely neighborhoods or if they're just kind of, there's four ways in and they're taking away two of them. You know what I mean? I'm not sure which of those it is. But, you know, I frequently had the thought, you know, we drive around and bike all around the area, and, you know, I see a lot of one access way in and out kind of neighborhoods. And my thought's always like, if I'm a criminal, I don't want to be committing a crime in there. You know, because that's only one exit they got to block to keep you in. I don't know how aware the criminals are about street patterns, but we'll see if this works.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden sends House Democrats a two-page letter refusing to step aside after four more top Democrats, including Jerry Nadler, called for Biden to withdraw from the presidential race over mental fitness concerns. President Biden hosting a NATO summit in D.C. this week. Senator Lindsey Graham tells CBS.
This is a very dangerous time. I do not believe. I like President Biden, but what I've seen, I am very concerned that this man is not capable of being commander-in-chief for four more months.
House Republicans calling for the White House physician to testify. Category 1 Hurricane Beryl lashing the Texas coast with storm surge up to 7 feet. Fox Weather's Janice Dean.
And the heaviest rainfall now moving into the Houston metro. That's concerning because all of Houston, or most of it, is a lot of concrete, and the water has nowhere to go. Over close to 6 inches.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it's a bit of a steamy morning. 84 degrees, partly cloudy skies. That heat index already as well, just now crossing the triple digit mark at 100 degrees today. Two adults and six kids are now in critical condition. This is after a single vehicle crash in Walnut Hill yesterday. The Florida Highway Patrol says that happened Sunday afternoon. The driver of a pickup truck reportedly lost control, crashed into an embankment on Ossie Phillips Road. There were two adults and six kids in that truck. The kids ranging anywhere from 3 to 14 years old. All six of those kids and the adults were taken to Sacred Heart Hospital. Right now, no word on their conditions today. Hurricane Beryl made landfall this morning just east of Matagorda, Texas.
Wind and rain is steady. It is consistent. The wind speeds that were gusts an hour ago are now nonstop.
That is Owen Conflenti from KRC in Houston. He was in Galveston. They're being hit with heavy rain there. There's hundreds of thousands of people with no power, and there have also been hundreds of flight cancellations in Texas. Today, that storm expected to track just to the west of Houston as it moves north. And some areas there are reportedly expecting anywhere from 5 to 10 inches of rain. Northwest Florida's Congressman Matt Gaetz held a rally yesterday at Gulf Coast Gun and Outdoors in Milton. They had a guest speaker as well.
Kyle Rittenhouse is a well-known national advocate for Second Amendment rights, and I am a pro-gun owner, pro-gun shop congressman, and Northwest Floridians really value their gun rights. And it goes from the real big problems, trying to shut down local businesses, to even a small issue that a military spouse might have of being able to make a gun purchase in an area where there's no real natural place of residency.
And Gaetz says he believes creating a good ethic of responsibility around guns can help to reduce gun violence. Rittenhouse is now serving as an outreach director for the advocacy group Gun Rights Texas. An investigation continuing in Baldwin County after the death of a 17-year-old swimmer last week. Officials say Avery Pickle was found in the water Friday morning. He'd been separated from a group of friends in the water, never made it back to shore. The teen was a student at Alberta High School, also was on their football team. The sheriff's office says they'll continue investigating the circumstances surrounding that incident. Well, the number of abortions in Florida appears to be slowing down since the 6-week abortion ban went into effect. The state's Agency for Healthcare Administration released a report, releases a report every month. It shows how many abortions have been performed since the beginning of the year. The latest report for July indicates that there were about 4,000 abortions since the previous report issued in June. That represented about half of the number reported in May. All told, the state counted about 36,000 abortions for the year. It is 8:35 at News Radio Pensacola. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on Gulf Beach Highway right around Oral Beach Road going westbound, you're going to see an accident there. Traffic is backed up all the way to the Avalon Bridge. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. That's about it for traffic right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
We will have a hot day today with temperatures warming up near 93 degrees. 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Staying hot and humid for that Tuesday with a high near 91 degrees. 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 79. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And it's already a steamy Monday morning. 87 in Pensacola, 84 in Gulf Breeze, 85 in Milton. We're seeing a 100-degree heat index across the area already this morning. And your money now this morning. The markets are up. The Dow's up 218 points at 39,593. The S&P up just under 10 points, 55,76. The NASDAQ up just under 10 points as well at 18,362 this morning. A slight increase on the 10-year bond rate this morning, 4.28%. Gold price is down 15.80 at 23.81.90. Silver price is down 36 cents at 31.32. And Bitcoin down 90 bucks today at 57,011. The rest of the crypto market, though, is up just a little bit. And the June jobs report is out. Numbers came in just a little bit better than expected. The Labor Department's report released today shows the economy added 206,000 new jobs last month. That is better than the 200,000 projected, but down from last month. Boeing pleading guilty to criminal fraud over two fatal 737 MAX airplane crashes, one in 2018, another in 2019.
Boeing has agreed to plead guilty to a single felony charge related to the crashes. That charge, conspiring to defraud the federal government. Boeing confirmed overnight it had reached the plea deal with the Justice Department. The deal already, though, drawing reaction.
NBC's Tom Costello and the Justice Department said the aircraft manufacturer violated a 2021 settlement that protected the company from prosecution. They also agreed to pay a $243 million fine. Well, the Postal Service says they're raising the price of forever stamps again.
Stamps will sell for 73 cents beginning on July the 14th. That's up a nickel from the current price. Other postage costs are going up too, including postcard and metered letter rates. The increases are part of a decade-long financial outline that USPS is calling the Delivering for America plan. I'm Mark Mayfield.
It's 8:37. Your next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South Pro.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
When you have a good thing going,
Having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place that Andrew McKay and Dave Ramsey recommends. Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, I got a simple question for you today. Should have a very easy time answering it. The question is, best movie villain. Best movie villain. Now, before you jump, one thing is I want to exclude horror films. Okay, I get that you want to, you know, easy calling with Jason or, you know, Anthony Bates or Pinhead or, I don't know, Freddy, you know. I mean, not like slasher psycho villain. I just mean the bad guy, whoever the bad guy is. Now, it can still be a supernatural or it can be something weird, but who's the best villain in a movie? 437-1620, 437-1620. Now, I think there is probably an answer that is going to be the most, like, if everybody were able to vote their top five, this would be the top of the top's answers. But I won't give it to you yet because somebody's probably going to text in. I don't want to take your text away from you. So 437-1620. John, do you have yes, a favorite villain from the movies?
Darth Vader.
Yeah, that's the one.
I mean,
no, that's the easy one. That's yeah, right. Darth Vader is probably... because all of the complexities are there, right? Obviously,
right,
because you learn to hate him, mm-hmm, and then you learn that, oh, he's the father, and then you learn, oh, there's a reason, and, you know, maybe the backstory buildup wasn't the greatest cinematic storyline
right,
ever, but because he's redeemed in the end, you know,
yes,
yeah, you know, there's a lot to the character. The character's great. But obviously, yeah, Darth Vader is sort of the easy, most obvious, best answer, far away number one answer. Okay, would be your so what do you got after that? What do you got after that? 437-1620, 437-1620. And by the way, sometimes, you know, you got to think about some of these movies because sometimes you don't realize that the bad guy is the protagonist, right? Sometimes the villain is the hero. I mean, Denzel Washington, Training Day. Denzel's the bad guy, right? I mean... you know, sometimes the bad guy doesn't seem like the bad guy. So 437-1620, at least not right at first. 437-1620. Oh, Al Pacino and Scarface. Yeah. Tony Gonzalez. What is his name? I can't think of it all of a sudden. I'm going to feel terrible that I can't think of his role name in that. This one makes me unhappy. Now, this is right on the verge of... horror film. I mean, it's definitely a horror film, but it's not slasher, jump scary type horror film. Do you remember the really genuinely terrible, horrible, awful film Seven?
Yes.
Kevin Spacey in Seven is, yeah. I mean, like if a villain is supposed to make you creepy, cringy shudder, even when you think about it 20 years later or whatever. God, how long has it been since Seven came out? That's a fantastic David Fincher movie, but yeah, no, Kevin Spacey and that. Oh, because that movie doesn't end well. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Henry Potter. Oh, and It's a Wonderful Life. I was thinking of Colonel Potter for some reason. I don't know why it didn't. I'm like, Colonel Potter is not a bad guy. He's a good guy. Yeah, no. Potterville. Absolutely. Great villain. Great villain in It's a Wonderful Life. This is definitely a me personal favorite. Now I want to grab a. I didn't plan ahead very well for this one. It was kind of a last minute choice, so I don't have all the sound clips pulled up. You might think that I would, I didn't in this one in particular, even though it's a good one. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Who is your bad guy? This is a good one.
Put down the gun and give me my detonators.
Hans Gruber and Die Hard. It's a great villain. Absolutely. But, you know, the real villain in that movie isn't Hans Gruber. The real villain is the TV guy. I mean, he's the real one you want to... I mean, you kind of wish you could just kill him. But you can't. You can. All right. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're traveling on Gulf Breeze Parkway and Oriole Beach Road, right around that area, there's a vehicle crash with injuries, so just be prepared for that one. Also, we've got one that just popped up, Fairfield Drive and North R Street. If you're at that intersection, no roadblock, but I'm starting to see some delays there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, Tony Montana. Thank you that somebody texted in to
Montana.
Tell us. For Pacino and Scarface. Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor. Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor is pretty good. I'm just thinking it through, like, because some of the early days of the comic movies were where they, and I assume you mean Gene Hackman, maybe you have a different one in mind, but kind of the early days, like the early Batman and the early Superman, comics hadn't quite transformed into the movies they are today, and so they weren't quite really serious movies yet. They were more like cartoonish, right? And so you didn't have the same kind of, I mean, the Joker and Batman in the first Batman is still not really scary and terrifying the way Joker becomes later in, like, The Dark Knight, for example. Hannibal Lecter. Hannibal Lecter will certainly creep you out. Certainly bother you for a long time. But again, in that movie, okay, who's scarier? The guy who kidnaps the girls and, you know, rubs the lotion on his skin? That guy or Hannibal Lecter? Which one is really the... I mean, I guess Hannibal is the more iconic character, obviously. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. I could not agree more than with this answer that Kaiser Soze in The Usual Suspects. Verbal Clint. Again, Kevin Spacey plays a pretty good villain. Isn't it weird? It's almost like he's not trying that hard. It's almost like it's not acting. I mean, House of Cards, right? He's the villain in House of Cards, right? You get that, though, right? He's a villain. So that's three great villains, right? Heath Ledger is the Joker. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I agree with that. Snow in Hunger Games. Okay. Very, very good. See, what... I think the best villain is not the obvious villain, nor is the best villain necessarily the one who's just out doing the terrible, horrible things. The best villains are the ones who betray. The best, you know, they're the ones who maybe you don't realize they're the villain at the beginning, but also the worst villains are not the caricatures. That's why I kind of ruled the scary movies off the table. Because the best villains are like they're like ordinary people who just do villainous things. 848 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. If you need to get your import service to BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, good quality imports, you don't have to go to the dealership, especially if that dealership is, in Destin or Mobile or in Birmingham or wherever you bought the car. You can take it to Bobby Lycus Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and also on Pensacola Boulevard on US 29 right across from the Walmart. New location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard. Look, they work on domestics, they work on imports, they work on diesel, they work on gas, whatever the case. If it's a car, they'll work on it, okay? CarClinicService.com is the website. The idea is they want to see you more regularly for the routine scheduled maintenance so you can avoid the big catastrophic problem. Because sometimes, you know, it's just, you see the problem before it's a problem. right? And I always love a mechanic that'll tell you, you know, hey, you need to get this done, or no, this can wait 4 months, you know, that kind of thing. That's always what I look for in a mechanic. Bobby Likas Auto Service, right here on Davis Highway and on US 29. Back to the question of the day, which is, you know, great movie villains, ones that you love to feel creeped out by. So I vaguely remember this movie, Lovely Bones, but I don't remember it well enough to comment, but somebody texted that one in. Yeah, Anthony Hopkins again. Oh, this is by far, this is another, like, once you put it in the category, it's got to be near the top of the list. Javier Bardem in No Country for Old Men. That's the character that goes around killing people with the pneumatic stun device, you know, to knock the cows out or whatever. Oh, and that is that's a great movie. And, of course, Tommy Lee Jones plays the old, the cop who's used to criminals behaving within a certain paradigm, and now all of a sudden you've got one that's just not following any of these rules and whatever. Yeah, Javier Bardem is a fantastic villain in that movie. Ooh, Kevin Costner and Mr. Brooks. Ooh. Yeah, the super creepy movie. If you like Kevin Costner as the good guy, you know, you like Kevin Costner as the clean, nice, a little bit wry, you know, one, then, yeah, you shouldn't watch that movie at all, really. How about Sergeant Barnes from Platoon? Tom Berenger, right? Because that's a whole good Angels, Bad Angels kind of movie, right? And, you know, and that's a, like, just cruel, no hope, just practical, has given over to the pain of war. I mean, you know, it's a believable character. They're both believable character. His character and, my brain. I just watched Platoon recently, and I can't think of the other, either the actor or the, Willem Dafoe is the one who plays the good sergeant, you know? That's good. How about, somebody here says a Blofeld from James Bond. Well done. Ooh, Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction. Okay, serious question. How many men didn't cheat because they saw Fatal Attraction? Because, I mean, you got to imagine the answer to that question is not zero. There's got to be some men who are kind of like, well, I think, you know, an affair can't be so. I think, yeah, you know, that's probably one that I'm hoping, you know, that talks somebody into behaving a little bit somewhere along the line. Here's another classic.
Stop, Dave. Will you stop, Dave?
Oh, the Hal 9000 in 2001 is a fantastic villain. And sometimes the villain is a machine, like Terminator is a great villain, you know, because you can't reason with the machine, right? You can't argue with the machine. What is this? Uncle Joe in, I don't even know this movie, Swimming Pool? I don't know these movies at all. Sorry, that must be a really weird movie because it's got some other weird words in here I don't really want to say in the air. sometimes we get odd texts. I don't know. It does happen every once in a while. 437-1620. Agent Smith in The Matrix. It's pretty creepy. How about Ursula in The Little Mermaid? A lot of Disney villains are really good villains, right? The Evil Queen in Snow White, Cruella de Vil in Dalmatians, Scar in The Lion King is a pretty good villain. Clubber Lang or Ivan Drago, who's a worse villain? Who's a better bad guy? I think Clubber Lang, because Drago's kind of a caricature. And you can't quite tell whether he's the victim or he's doing it himself, you know, and is this Brigitte Nielsen sticking him with the pins or whatever. So how about Sheriff Will Teasel in First Blood? It's a great villain. Really, really great villain. Some people will say, you know what you didn't realize? You didn't realize that Maverick was the villain in Top Gun because Iceman's the good guy. Conversation. Kathy Bates in Misery. Oh, I said no horror movies, but I'll allow it. That's good. Bane in the Dark Knight series, sure. Nicolas Cage in Face Off. Nicolas Cage, great villain, outstanding villain, terrifying, horrible villain. All right, there you go. That's your good topic for the day, 437-1620. Didn't even talk about Mr. Joshua from Lethal Weapon or the shark from Jaws. Oh, that's a scary more. But, yeah, I think Mr. Joshua is one of the best, like, nemesis characters from the Lethal Weapon, the first one anyway. 854 on News Radio Pensacola. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide what to do, trying to decide if now is the time, Christina Leavenworth is just fantastic at it. She and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they'll take good care of you. 175 homes sold last year. She's only been doing this like 7 years. you know, she used to do news and then she did some other stuff and started a family. And then, you know, those of us who knew her thought she's going to do real estate. Okay, well, you know, a lot of people try real estate. Man, people wish they could try it like this to start selling more than 150 homes a year, every year, year over year. I mean, that's pretty impressive, only having done it for 6 or 7 years. She really knows her stuff, just a love of people, loves meeting people, making friends. If you become a customer, great. If you don't, great. She meets a friend. That's kind of her view, and it shows. I mean, she's just, and she's super nerdy about real estate in the sense that she loves to know the details and understand everything, so she can really give you great advice and sell or buy a home the best way possible. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. All right, time now for Traffic on the Fives. John Pickens.
That's right. If you're traveling on Fairfield Drive right around North R Street, you've got an accident there. It's off to the side of the road. First responders are on the scene, but I'm seeing just a minor delay there. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
With the continued growing cost of medical insurance, there is one place you can always turn for affordable health care, and that is ProHealth Labs and Medical Care. With 7 locations on the Panhandle, including Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Milton, ProHealth always accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. ProHealth is self-pay, with office visits starting at $77. Employers, did you know that ProHealth is the largest occupational health and workforce solutions on the Gulf Coast? To find out more or to make an appointment, go to ProHealthFL.com.
What does it take to be a Blue Angel? Passion. Precision, accuracy, just like how they handle your money at Stuart Markey Group of 72 Capital Wealth Management. From private wealth management to customized estate planning and retirement, you can trust them for comprehensive financial planning. Through this process, you can build and preserve your wealth, leaving you with more time to be inspired. 72 Capital Wealth Management, dedicated to achieving your most important financial goals. Visit them online to start today at 72capital.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Talk about a great villain. Although the monkeys maybe give her a run for her money. Hey, if you are thinking about buying that next car, Frontier Motors is a great selection. Good quality used cars, 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition. And like I said, great selection. About 300 different cars and trucks on the lot, so you can peruse as many as you like side by side, test drive a bunch. I say test drive 4 or 5 of the category you're looking at, and then test drive something out of your category. You're looking at minivans, drive a sports car. Drive a Jeep. Drive something different. You know, you're looking at trucks, drive a minivan. Just don't have to tell anybody, but maybe you'd wind up liking it. Or maybe you're like, that's why I don't have one. Either way, Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening. Pep Talk is next.